when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And as happens every week right about this time, Dick Piller and the orchestra get things cranked up here, and the next thing you know, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour is rolling out of your radio, or your computer, or your smartphone, or your, I don't know, some other type of spacely electronic device, I don't know. But anyway, it is true, we are here with another stack of records to play for you on another edition of the Oompa Hour, so glad you're hanging out with us here, and let's just roll it, huh? Joe White and the orchestra over here. On turntable number two, for whatever reason, I always start the show on turntable number two. Doesn't make any sense to me either. The label you look at, it says it's the You Don't Want a Polka. And it's not that she doesn't want a polka. She doesn't want to do anything, pretty much. But it's the You Don't Want a Polka. Here's Joe White and the orchestra to get us rolling this week.
I want you to be so nice and charming with me, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I just want you to pet like all the others I've met, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy, you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, baby talk, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna.
It's Joe White and the orchestra got us rolling here. You don't wanna. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show for another week as we keep getting closer and closer to nice weather, at least up here in northern Minnesota. I know some of you people live where it's nice weather all the time. Don't you feel spoiled? You know, if you don't suffer for several months out of the year, how do you appreciate the nice stuff? You know what I mean? Here's Art Walunas and the orchestra now, and you call everybody darling. And you know, that's a bit of a problem.
Darling too. you don't mean what you say. It's just a game you're playing, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come and knock it at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Hey, you gotta love a big harmony ending, don't you? There's Art Walunas in the orchestra. You call everybody darling. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. For a minute there, I almost forgot what I was doing. What show is this? Oh, it's the fun one. That's what it is. Anyway, yeah, we're in the midst of another show this week. Weather's getting better here in northern Minnesota. Still, it's that time of year, you know, we complain about it every year. That the weather keeps getting nice and then getting crappy and then getting nice and then getting crappy. And it's totally normal. This always happens. You can go from 65 degrees one day to snowing in 17 the next day. And it's normal. But we still complain about it every year like, well, this has never happened before. But yeah, in reality, I'm looking outside at giant piles of filth. And that's what used to be nice big piles of snow. But the snow is melted, leaving behind the dirt and the yuck that the plows scoop up. So I'm glad that's not in my yard as I look out across the road here. It's the Eddie Foreman Orchestra. It is, here's Play a Song for Me.
Lock Shack. His real name was Yashu, but I called him Music Man. Now Music Man is loved by everyone he knew. And Music Man sang songs and he played the squeeze box too.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
Almost every day, we'd sit and drink the pee-ball that Music Man had made. Then he'd take his squeeze box down and ask me if I'd sing. And he would play the squeeze box, and we'd sing all day.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
That's when I was just a kid, and now that I am grown, all I have are memories, old Music Man is gone. But he left me his squeeze box, and it always takes me back. And every time I play it, I still hear Music Man.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing.
There you have it, the Eddie Foreman Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And before we get on to our Roman Rezac record coming up next, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And might I suggest that you pay them a visit should you find yourself in the area. If you don't find yourself in the area, maybe you should pay them a visit online. That's the magic of electrons. You can do that sort of thing. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. You can take a look at some photos of some of the displays in the museum and their beautiful concert hall. And you can see a picture of the office, at least part of the office, where they have file cabinet upon file cabinet upon file cabinet filled with information, advertising, history, family trees, band history, music, music archives, accordion repair information, all just unbelievable amount of material is available there if you need to find out stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. Maybe you want to plan a visit. Maybe you're going to be in the area. Find yourself around Superior, Wisconsin, or Duluth, Minnesota, right there in the Twin Ports, as we call it. So check them out. Why don't you? worldofaccordions.org is where you're going to find them. All right, here we go. Roman Rezac's orchestra now. It's the Good Morning Polka, even if it's the evening where you're listening. Roman Rezac's orchestra there. That is the Good Morning Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another week. Man, I'm telling you what, I am exhausted. I am pooped out. And I'm blaming my grandson. You've heard me talk about him before. He's 4 and a half. And the weather's getting nice here. And the snow's melted out of the backyard. So, of course, he wants to play outside. And he wants to play outside with Grandpa. Because Mommy does not play soccer very well. Not that Grandpa does either, but apparently it's funnier when I fall down. He's like 4 and a half, a little more than 4. And he's going to be 5 this summer anyway. And Grandpa, come out and play soccer. Let's kick the ball. And he's really good at it. Maybe he just looks good at it because I'm so bad. But, I mean, you know how you can kind of, they call it, I think like basketball, you dribble by bouncing. I think in soccer, you kind of kick it and control it with your feet as you go down the field or whatever. He is really good at that. And he's like, Grandpa, try to take it away from me. And I'm like, I can't even catch up with you, you little stinker. And so we played soccer for an hour. And then he wants to play baseball. Well, of course, he's got a T-ball deal. And he wails that thing, man. And Grandpa can't catch that ball. You can't tell where it's going to go till he hits it. And by then, my reflexes are too slow. It's horrible. It's not horrible. It's great fun. I have a blast playing with him. But I am absolutely exhausted. So I'm just going to be quiet and let the Craig Unseth Orchestra do Dee's Polka while I relax a little bit, okay? Is Dee's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Craig Unseth and the orchestra here on the show. Hey, I want to remind you, too, you want to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour? Maybe you have a request or a dedication or a suggestion. Watch it with those suggestions. You can contact us here in many, many, many different ways. You can call, you can text, you can Facebook, you can email. I mean, what else is there? I guess you could fly over in a plane with semaphore flags or something. I don't know. But you can call, leave a voice message, or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can log on to the old Facebook there. And facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And then I always say, I believe that's right. It feels right. I think that's what it is. So if you have a request or a dedication or a question or I'm mispronouncing the name of your favorite band or something, by all means, shoot a message this way, all right? Now we're going to do a waltz. And if I'm doing a waltz this early in the show, that kind of means there's a pretty good chance we're going to have a couple of waltzes in the show this week. Maybe it's because I'm tired. No, it's because I have the Deutschmeisters here doing Bicycle Built for Two. I haven't played it for a long time. And I initially was remembering it was a polka, and it's a waltz. It doesn't actually say on the record, so I had nothing to tip me off, but I totally had forgot. I don't know, can you ride a bicycle built for two at waltz tempo? I mean, I just envisioned myself falling over in that situation.
Thank you.
Man, oh man, I got to play some snappier records or I'm going to fall asleep. And I mean, you know, it's not that it's boring. It's I'm exhausted. That's the Deutschmeisters there. Bicycle Built for Two here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Looks like I have another waltzer coming up that I didn't even know I had in the stack. It's not going to be a three-waltz week, is it? Oh, that would be insanity. We'll see. Here's Marshall Lakowski. It's the Bumblebee Polka. You can tell by these bumblebee effects here. Ooh, youch, they're going to get ya. There you go, Marshall Lakowski there, complete with the B accordion effects there. That's the Bumblebee Polka. And this thing you have stumbled upon coming out of your sound device is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens each and every week. So remember that, and we'll meet you here to do it again. Let's do Here's an Oldie But a Goodie and a well-worn record, which makes it even more authentic. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. This is Home home? Why go home?
Now I told my wife I wouldn't be late. I told her I'd be home by 8. But now it's 3:15. I wonder what she'll do to me. Home, home, why go home? We're all having lots of fun. Home, home, why go home? Stay and have another one. Now I met a friend who had a friend who had a friend who had a friend. The party grew and grew and grew. Now what the heck was I to do? Home, home, why go home? We're all having lots of fun. Home, home, why go home? Stay and have another one. Try to do no wrong, but my wife is big and strong. I know darn well when I come in, she'll conk me with the rolling pin.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I met a blonde, she said to me, oh, you're as handsome as can be. And then she gave me a great big kiss. Oh, home, sweet home, was never like this.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one.
I don't know, sounds like a guy that's going to be in trouble to me, huh? There you go, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. Home, home, why go home? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Don't believe this next record's been on the show before. Here's Jay and the Brass Tones and the Down and Out Polka.
We'll be right back. song. So when you're down and feeling blue, this happy little song will make you feel brand new. Just dance a while and sing and shout.
It's what the doctor orders when you're feeling down and out.
Will make you feel so fine. It happens every time when we play and sing and dance for you.
Jay and the Brass Tones there slipping into a tough key at the end just to screw up anybody who's trying to play along with. That's the Down and Out Polka. Now let's slow it down a little bit, shall we? We have the Shimoleski Brothers here, which is just another iteration of the Shimoleski Funtime Band and the Shimoleski Orchestra, the Shimoleski whatever, because the Shimoleski family's been playing music for like 100 and some years, so nobody cares what they want to call themselves. This one makes me think of Don Ho every time I play it. But let's slow her down here. Here's those tiny bubbles. Have with Shimoleski Brothers and those tiny bubbles. You're on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. What the heck has been going on? Hope you've been having a good week since we were all together spinning the records before. What do we got over here ready to go? Ah, Dick Rogers and his orchestra. We have Dick Medko on accordion, Dick Rogers on concertina on this one. That's why there's dancing fingers, I suppose. There you go, Dick Rogers and the orchestra, along with Dick Medko playing the accordion with him there. And that's the Dancing Fingers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Are we going to have another waltz? I don't know. We already slowed it down once, so we did have one waltz so far. I hate to get carried away here. Something's gone wrong. This record belongs in this sleeve. And this record belongs in this sleeve. You know I have issues with this. It's one thing I get kind of picky about is the records have got to go back in the right color sleeves. So everything comes to a stop while I sort out the records. Here's the Dream Train Polka with Johnny Pecan and the orchestra.
Morning will soon moon and my dream stop when a sweet old lady hollers, welcome my dream train.
There you go, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra there, and the Dream Train Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you have chosen to spend this hour probably dancing. At least that's like Lila. I envision you all dancing every week when I'm doing this show. Sometimes I see you in a living room. Sometimes I see you in the kitchen. You got to scooch the table out of the way. But, yeah, usually I'm envisioning you all dancing. So I hope some of you are dancing anyway. Here's the Mark IV. It's the Strawberries and Raspberries Polka.
That it was, I never had that kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Allez, prendre les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez, merci. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round. She, I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we had that joy that rested for a time, and then she asked of me to drink that fruit of vine. Ah, de prendre les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez, merci. Ah, de prendre les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie.
Strawberries, Raspberries, Polka. That's the Mark IV here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, got to keep track of what the heck I'm doing here. The Polish kid, you know? I am so happy that the Polish kid calls himself the Polish kid, because I've never learned to pronounce the name correctly, and I don't even try anymore. But it says the Polish kid, and his name is in teeny-weeny print underneath, so I feel safe in saying, here's the Hoedown Polka. We haven't any fiddles on the show for a while. Here's the Hoedown Polka with the Polish Kid on Tim Zumpa Hour. Thank you. There you go, the Hoedown Polka. That's the Polish Kid. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I told you we might have another waltz in the show this week, and we're gonna next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Now, I told you we were going to have another waltz here, and I hadn't really committed earlier in the show, but now I've committed because it's already on the turntable. Here's the Winter Garden Waltz. It's Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. There we have it there, the Winter Garden Waltz. Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Think we're going to squeak in a couple more records in the show this week. What they're going to be is yet to be determined. I had something interesting. Oh, that's what I have. I know I had something unusual here. I think I only own one polka record that's in quadraphonic sound. Remember that? Back in the 70s and early 80s, they thought that was going to be the thing, man, quadraphonic. And I have, to my recollection, one polka album that is in quadraphonic sound, and it's Ronnie K's Phase 2. And I just happen to have him here on the old turntable. And sadly, I have a stereo studio, not a quad studio. No one has a quad studio anymore. And I have stereo turntables. And we're going to play this quadraphonic four-channel matrix recording, because that's what it says on the record, on a stereo record player. But you know, this is fancy because the record has technical notes printed on it here. You want to hear the technical notes? Sure you do. It says, the master tape for this album was recorded in surround-style quadraphonic stereo and is available in four-channel reel-to-reel or stereo 8 cartridge discrete tapes. This disc is a true quadraphonic matrix recording and will give good results with most of the presently available matrix decoding systems. However, best results will be from systems based on the Columbia SQ or Dynaco decoders. Well, we're not decoding nothing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm playing this on a stereo. A little better than a hi-fi. Recorded, really, October 2nd, 1973, and March 2nd, 1974. March 2nd happens to be my birthday, way before 1974, though. At the Melody Bar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're telling me they hauled a quad recording system into a bar in Wisconsin? Wow. Anyway, here's Ronnie K's phase two. It's the Golden Girl Polka. There you go, Ronnie K's phase two there in deluxe quadraphonic sound. A little throwback to the 70s there. I hope you enjoyed that on your iPhone. Anyway, gosh, that's our only quadraphonic record. Now I want to do a whole quadraphonic show. We'll put up four speakers, darn it. It'll be wild.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the
the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week in high fidelity mono sound. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.